back to Hilchos Erevin. Just we want to pick up on after Yom Kippur. Okay, so we're in Parak Beis, and we're going to finish now. The halachas here, we left off with this last time, are the halachas that have to do with if a Jew and a non-Jew share a chatzar, which actually, as I mentioned last time, actually has practical halachic significance. So now, in Halacha Yud Aleph, in Yud Beis, etc., the Rambam is going to go to some cases where certain solutions that you can use when you run into that problem. As if you recall, you're allowed to, a Jew can rent out the, so to speak, rent from the non-Jew, his reshus, and in doing so, that allows him to create an Eruv. So he continues with this in Halacha Yud Aleph. He says, Shtei chatzeiro zulifne mizu, okay, v'Yisrael echad v'goy darm bepnimis, v'Yisrael acher b'chitzonah. I have a picture of this, but I don't think it's necessary. Imagine you have two chatzers, one leading into the other. Okay, and let's say in the inside chatzer, a Jew and a non-Jew live, and the outside chatzer, a Jew lives. Okay, or vice versa. O shahay Yisrael v'goy b'chitzona, v'Yisrael acher b'pnimis. Or let's say you had a Jew and a goy in the outer chatzer, and a Jew living by himself in the inner chatzer. Hareze oser ala chitzona, ach yiskor meno. So now the outer chatzer is always aser, unless you rent out that area from the goy, sherei ragle shnei yisraelim v'goy mitzuyim sham, because we consider it as if there are two Jews and one goy there. V'hapnimi mutar pepnimis. But when it comes to the inner one, okay, so the people living the inside, then it's mutar for them to go ahead and carry. So what the Rambam is basically saying is that that outer chutzer becomes, in a sense, part of the inner chutzer to count the total number of Jews in there. So you can't say it's one Jew and one goy. That's basically his point, and therefore you'd have to socher to be able to make use of it. Okay, Halacha Yud Beis is an interesting expansion of the idea of schira. The Rambam explains socher min a goy afilu b'shabbos. So this idea of actually renting from the non-Jew, right? Again, renting his domain or his use of a domain, you could actually do that on Shabbos. Why? Shaschirus kibitul reshusi she'ena schirus v'dayis ela heker vilvad. The Rambam's acknowledging that this type of rental, it's not really, you're not really financially renting the space from the guy. It's just a hecker. It's just to demonstrate that he's there, and you're making the eruv in spite of him being there, so to speak. And like he's giving up his reshus. But it's not a real financial kinyan. That's also very important. You don't need to actually have a substantial amount to be sokel with. You can do a wink wink, here's like a penny, I'm renting the space from you. Okay? Okay. So the goy's wife can actually rent, so to speak, the rishos out without his das. So too, let's say his workers or his servants, they're allowed to do the same thing. Right? Amazing. Let's say the non-Jew has, let's say it's the non-Jew owns whatever hotel, and he has a Jew working for him who's, let's say, cleans the rooms, okay? Hareza maskir shalomi daito. He can go ahead and do the schiros without the das of the owner, okay? Now, shal minagoy makol aniach bo chafetzav, v'yishilo. Okay, another wrinkle or heter. Let's say I ask from a non-Jew, I need to put, let's say I'm like at a hotel, and I ask a non-Jew, I need somewhere to keep my stuff, okay? V'yishilo. And what does a non-Jew do? He says, no problem, you can use this area. Hare nishtatef imo birshuso umaske shalom adaito. That's how far this halacha goes. If I ask the non-Jew, let's say the hotel manager, and I said, listen, can you store my, my books in that cabinet over there? And he says, yes, I have now become somebody who has some partnership with his rishus, with his domain. And therefore, it says, if he's being socher, is renting out his domain, shalom adaito. And therefore, I can rely on that. And if, let's say, the guy had numerous workers, any one of them could, could rent out his domain on behalf of the owner. Okay, so this is the system is very lenient. It allows for a lot of room to go ahead and being able to work around the system. Okay, gimel. Shnei Yisraelim v'goy, hadarim b'chatzer achas, okay? Now, let's say two Jews and a goy live together in one chatzer, okay? V'sachru min a goy b'shabbos, okay? Chozer echan v'vatel reshusso l'sheni umutar. Okay, so what can you do? So on Shabbos, okay, let's say one of the Jews rented from the goy, meaning access to his domain, then the other Jew can be mevatel his reshus to the second Jew, okay? And this way, you create an eruv. So again, One Jew is socher from the non-Jew, okay? And then he can go ahead and then be mevatel's rishus to the other Jew. Okay, and in that situation, it's permitted to carry from your house into the chatzar and through the chatzar itself. V'cheni meisa goy b'shabes v'vatal hi'israeli li'israeli ha'acher v'yemurtel talto. Same thing also, if a non-Jew dies in Shabbos, we consider it as if, what can happen? The Jew can v'vatal his reshus to the other Jew and create a heter of tiltal. Okay, halach yadalit. Okay, halach yadalit, goy shehisker migoy. Now this is interesting. Let's say a non-Jew is renting from another non-Jew. So you have a non-Jewish owner and you have a non-Jewish renter, okay? And again, the non-Jewish renter is renting from the non-Jewish owner. Im ein harishon yochol lahotzia goy hasheni, okay, ad sheyashlem zman schiruso. So let's say the contract that the owner set up with the renter was one where it's impossible for the owner to get rid or to evict the renter until his contract is finished. Socher mizeh goy hasheni. Then you can be socher from the second goy, which is the renter. Shrei nichnas tachas abaylim. But let's say the owner got the renter gets involved in a very bad deal. He's led astray by his real estate agent, and he signs a deal with the owner where the owner can boot him out whenever he wants to. So then, imlo hayasheni omed, right? If the if the renter's not there, right? Sachru ha'Yisraelim min harishon harei elu mutarin, and they went ahead and rented from the main owner guy, then it will be mutter. So don't necessarily, if the guy living there who's renting is not there, I could go ahead and go to the owner and rent from him, even though technically speaking, the owner really is not in the chatzer, has no access to the chatzer at this moment in time. Okay, halacha tesvav. Okay, chatzer v'yitshe Yisraelim v'goy shruim ba. Okay, so let's say there's a chatzer and Jews, a bunch of Jews and a goy live there, okay? V'hayu chalonos psuchos mi base Yisraeli ze le base Yisraeli ze v'asu eruv derech chalonos. Okay, so let's say it turns out that there's a window that goes from my house as one Jewish house into another Jewish house, and we make an eruv right using the windows, which we'll get to later on how that works. Afal pi shehem mutar and lahotzi mi bayis abayis derech chalonos. So even though I'm allowed to transfer something from house A to house B using the windows, I still can't go from house to house using my doorways, until I rent from the goy. So the usage of an air of using my windows, I could still make use of that, but I still can't make use of the chatzar itself. Because as we said before, we don't say a group of people consider together when it comes to replacing the guy. So even though I could carry from window to window, I couldn't carry within the chatzar itself. Okay, halachat zayin. So finally, Yisrael shehu mechal Shabbos sifra hesia oshu oved avodah zarah. So a Jew who's mechal Shabbos publicly or is an idolater, harehu kigoy lechol dvarav. Okay. So this is an important halacha. A Jew is especially by mechal Shabbos. A Jew's mechal Shabbos. All right, he's considered a guy. Right, ve'ema arvin imo. Okay, ve'ema eino vatal reshus ela sorchem enok gai. So going back to my case when I was in Modi'in, so there were non-religious Jews who lived in the complex. What I would have to do is I would have to rent, so to speak, their space. Okay, aval im haya mina minim she'ein ovden abodazara ve'emachal on Shabbos kagon sdukin ubay susin the kol kofer mitarash ba'peh. Now this is a little trickier. I don't know how well you know the person, but if it turns out they are a heretic, okay, whether they're Karaite or let's say they deny Torah Shabbat Peh, right? Kol shel davar kol mi she'ein amodem mitzvahs eruv. The category is anyone who does not believe in the mitzvah of eruv. That's the key, right? Eim arvin imo l'fi she'ein amodem eruv. You can't make an eruv with him because he doesn't believe in eruv, and not only that, vein socher menu l'fi she'ein goy. Kigoy, you can't rent from him either because he's not considered like a goy. Aval mevatel hu reshuso liYisrael hakasher vizuhi takanaso. Okay, rather, what can he do? He is allowed to be mevatel his reshus to the kosher Jew, so to speak, and that would be the remedy. Okay, So, again, I'm not sure. It's obviously challenging to determine what a person's philosophical status is according to the Rambam, but basically he's distinguished between somebody who's mechal Shabbos for Hesia, which, by the way, often is somebody could be someone who's ignorant about halacha, so then you have to socher from him, versus someone who's a kofer b'torah shebal peh, so there you could ask him to be mevatel his rishus to you, and then you can make use of the eruv. V'chein yimal ya yisrael echad kasher, okay, v'zetz duki b'chatzer, so let's say there's, what do you call it, yes, so if there's a Jew, one Jew who's kasher, and a tzduki lives with him in the chatzar, harezer osra lov achivat lo v'shuso. So then, in this case, it'd be, again, because it's one-to-one, it would be osra for him to make use of it until he's vatal his rishus. Okay? Okay. Paragimel. Now we're going to switch into how to make an eruv between various chatzeros. Okay? What we've been dealing with now is, within one chatzar, how to make an eruv so that people who have their houses that share with the chatzar can carry from their house to the chatzar and through the chatzar itself into someone else's house. But now the question is, let's say you have chatzeros that neighbor each other. If you recall the pictures of the mavoi, quite often you'd have multiple chatzeros that neighbor each other, okay? So is there a way to go ahead and combine them to make one big eruv, okay? And again, this shows you, in a sense, how, when I say makel, I don't mean like in a negative way, but how makel the lacha works, where it's not, you're not bound by one chatzer. You'll soon see you could expand it to include multiple chatzeros under one eruv. Okay, so halacha aleph, chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. Okay, so let's say you have a window. Okay, and again, it doesn't mean a glass window. It means an opening that you use, like we would use a window. That's, let's say, between two chatzeros. Okay, so let's say you have a wall, and let's say you have a window space in the wall. Okay, so as long as each window has in it 4x4 or more of tvachim, and it's within 10 tvachim from the ground, okay, or even if it all of it is above 10, whether most of it, whether a small portion of it is within the 10 or most of it, I mean, you don't have to count every single space. Im ratzu yoshvei shtei chatzeros la'arev, kulon eruv echad, harashus biyata. If the members of both chatzeros want to make one big chatzer to include both chatzeros with one eruv, they're allowed to do so. V'yasu kichatzer achatz, v'yitaltu mizulazu. They can make the one chatzer and they can carry from one chatzer to the other. Okay? So that's our first kula and how chatzah works. Vim ratzu ma'arvin shnei eruvin eilatzim eilatzim, or they can make singular eruvin. Each chatzah can make their own eruv. So having the chalon doesn't obligate them to go ahead and make one big eruv, but they could if they wanted to. It doesn't preclude them from making their own eruv as well. Haya chalon ha'chalon pachos merba o shaykulu malam asara. But if the window is less than four, or if it's completely above 10 tefachim off the ground, marvin shnei eruvin eil atzma eil atzma, then you can't make one overall eruv. So basically, the window has to be big enough and far enough above the ground to be considered something that's combining the two chatzeros together. Halacha beis b'med dvar amur and b'chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. Okay, that's only when it comes to a window between two chatzeros. Aval shebein shnei batim, which you saw before, when it comes between two houses, afilu haya lamala me'asara, even if it's above 10, it'd be okay. V'chein chalon shebein bayis la'aliyah. So that's where, let's say you have a window between a house, and let's say the second floor of the house would be like, we would call it like a loft or an attic. Im ratzu ma'arvin erivacha, they can make one eruv. Afa pi she'im b'neim sulam, even if there's no ladder connecting the upstairs to the downstairs. V'hu she'e bo'ar ba'al arba, as long as it's 4x4, Haya chalon agul, if the window is round, im yeshbo kedei l'raveya bar bar bar, harihu kimiruba. As long as the circumference would be the square 4, then it would be considered arba by arba, and it would be permitted to use. So it doesn't have to be a perfectly square window to rely on it. Okay? Halacha gimel. Now, what about a wall? Kosel shebein shtei chatzeros. Okay? Let's say there's a wall between the two chatzeros without a window. O miteven, right? Or, let's say a big pile of hay, shebein shtei chatzeros, okay, that's between the two chatzeros, pachos me'asara tfachim, it's less than 10 tfachim from the ground, me'arvin eruv echad ve'ein me'arvin shtayim. So in that case, right, you'd make one eruv, and you can't make two separate eruvim, because what we say is that the wall now is not considered a break, a true break between the two chatzeros. Haya gavoa asara. Let's say it's higher than 10. Oh, yes, sir. Al kain ma'arvin shnei ruven, elatsim elatsim. Then I could say the two chatzeros are discrete, okay, and then each one can make an erev on their own. Vim haya b'neim sula mikan v'sula mikan. Okay, let's say I have a ladder on each side of the wall. Okay, so I have a wall, I have a ladder on this side and a ladder on this side, which obviously makes it so I can go from one chatzer to another. Harei en kepesach, that's considered like an opening. Vim ratzu ma'arvin echad. And if they want to, they can make one erev. So you can see accessibility becomes one of the defining features of how to combine the chatzeros together. V'afilu haya sumam zakuf v'samach chosel, right? Sharei ein yichol latlos bo ach yimshach v'yisrachek mitachta min hakosel harei zamater. Not only that, let's say the top of the when I lean the ladder onto the wall, the top of it does not quite reach the top of the wall, which means I won't be able to get up the ladder and actually physically go to the other side, the other chatzer. Okay. Nonetheless, as long as we still consider it to be something that that is a connector, and therefore it's mutter. V'afilu haya magia rosh asum l'rosh hakosel im nishra b'neim pachos mishlosha harei zematir m'arvin echad im ratzu. And that's the key point. As long as on the top of the sulam there is three tefachim or less, then I can combine them together and make one error between the two chatzeros. Okay, halacha dalet. Haya kosol rachav arba. So let's say the kosol is four tefachim wide. V'asa sulam mikan v'sulam mikan, and I made a ladder on each side. Afa pisha sulamos miruchakim zemizeh. Even though the ladders are actually far away from each other, imratzu ma'arvin echad. If they wanted to, they could still make one eruv. Ein baruchav a kosol arba. Right, but let's say there's there is less than four between in the width of the kosol. Im ein bein aslomo shlosha ma'arvin echad. If there is less, if there's less than three separating the sulamos from each other, then I make one eruv. Haya b'neim shlosha ma'arvin shnayim. But if there's three, then I have to make two eruvs. Okay, so if it's less than three, then I can make one eruv. If it's three, then I would have to go ahead and make two separate eruvim. Okay, bana matseva and alacha hey. If a person builds, okay, now here he doesn't mean the matseva like an altar. He means like a bench. Okay. So let's say bana matseva agabe matseva b'sada kosol. So let's say on the side of the wall, okay. Let's say there's already like a piece of wood that I use as a bench sticking out, and I build one on top of it, okay, for whatever reason why. Im yesh batachtona arba mimait, okay. Im batachtona arba vein bein ala bein al yono shlosha mimait. So now again, this is getting into what it called reducing the height of the wall. So if below it there's four, I can reduce the height of the wall, meaning I can start measuring from the lower bench. And if not four, I can still reduce the height of the wall. Then ratzim barvin echad. And then what's the upshot? You can go ahead and make one erev in these situations. V'chem madrigal shal eitz shesam chan lakosal. Same thing if I made steps that are made out of wood that I made on the kosal. Again, depending on the height of the lower one, will determine how I can go ahead and reduce the total height of the wall. Okay, halachavav. Okay, kosol gavoa shebein shtei chatzeros. Okay, let's say I have a very high wall, okay, that separates the two chatzeros from each other. Okay, the ziz, which we've seen before, ziz was like by the windowsill. Here it just means a protrusion. The ziz yotzei be'emsasio im nishram in a ziz ad rosh kosol pachos me'asara minyach sulam lifnei a ziz u'ma'arvin echad im ratzu. Okay. So let's say I have a protrusion coming out, okay, from the middle of the wall, okay. As long as there's remaining, okay, 10 tefachim or less, okay, from the protrusion, extending from the wall, then I can take a ladder and lean it against the protrusion and make one eruv. Ava imeniach sulam bitzada ziz ena memayit. But if I went ahead and took the sulam and put it on the side, okay, meaning not this way, but like north or south of it, then it would not reduce the height of the wall. Haya kosol gavoa tishasar tefachim. Okay, let's say the wall is 19 tefachim high. Motzi ziz echad emsa. All right, I can have one ziz in the middle. Uma arvin echad, and I can make one eruv imratzu. Sharei mina ziz ad aretz pachos me'asar. Because from where the ziz is, if the ziz is exactly in the middle, it'll be 10 tefachim or less to the ground. Ad rosh kosol pachos me'asar. And then from the ziz to the top of the wall will also be less than 10. Since I have less than 10 going up and going down, I can make one eruv. Haya kosol gavor asar tefachim, but let's say the kosol is higher than 20 tefachim. Tzarech shnei zizin, zeh shelo keneged zeh. I would need two protrusions to pull off the eruv, what it called, and they can't be next to each other. Ad sheyeh beina ziza tachton, ubeina aretz pachos me'asara, ubeina ziza elyon vein rosh hakosel, pachos me'asara, umarven echad im ratzu. Right, so again, the upshot is that I need to have always 10. As long as I have that 10 that I can measure out, or excuse me, a little less than 10, then I can go ahead and make one eruv. And we'll do one more, lach zayin. Dekel shechoschu, so let's say I cut down a very, very apropos to now, I cut down a palm tree, okay, v'samcho rosh hakosel, and I lean it to the top of the wall, v'ala aretz, and it's on the ground, ma'arvin echad im ratzu, they can make one eruv, okay? V'eino tzarech l'kavo b'binyan, and I don't have to actually make it part of the structure itself, okay? V'chein asulam kvedo kovo, v'eino tzarech l'kavero b'binyan. So too, as we hold by a ladder, why does a ladder work? Because we say, since the ladder is, when I place the ladder down, it's as if I'm making it permanent, and I don't have to actually attach it to the structure. Okay? Hayu kashin mavdilin ben shtei chatzeros, v'sulam mikan v'sulam mikan. Now let's say the wall between the two chatzeros is made out of straw, okay? And there's a sulam on each side. Eim arvin echad. I cannot make one eruv. Why? Sharein kafarego ola b'sulam, v'sheinu amash yisboch. Because try climbing up a ladder that's leaning on a straw wall. What will happen when you climb up the ladder? It'll fall down. The wall will collapse. But let's say the wall was in the middle, okay? This is interesting, okay? Meaning it's leaning on something that's firm, and there's straw on either side of it. Like, let's say one part of the wall, there's the sulam, but the rest, and it's firm there, but the rest of it's made out of straw. Then they can make two separate eruvim.